favorite events, the Hudson Children's Book Festival. I'm incredibly grateful to the founders of the festival for their vision and dedication in creating such a meaningful event. I also want to thank the many volunteers who work tirelessly to make it a success year after year. As a lifelong resident of Hudson, a mother of three, a grandmother of two, and a former teacher, this event holds a special place in my heart. Throughout my teaching career, I aim to inspire students to become lifelong readers. And what better way to do this than by giving them the chance to meet the authors and illustrators behind the books they love. This year marks our 14th annual Hudson Children's Book Festival, and we're proud to host an incredible lineup of 81 authors and illustrators. Among them are some truly distinguished guests, two-time Caldecott Medal winner Sophia Blackall, Newbery Honor winner Lisa Klein Ransom, and Newbery medalist Jerry Kraft, and he also created our poster. We're also welcoming back many fan favorites, including Mark Teague and Heidi Stemple. And we're especially proud to showcase a diverse group of authors and illustrators who reflect the richness of our community. Today, Hudson students will get a special preview with visits from five of our featured guests, while other area schools are hosting author visits as well. This year, we're excited to offer free books to every child. Hudson students will receive a coupon at school, and every student who attends the festival will receive a $20 gift certificate at the door. We're also in a new location this year, Columbia Green Community College. And along with our amazing lineup of authors and illustrators, we'll have food trucks and more than 40 community organizations participate. It's going to be a fantastic day of books, fun, and community.
Yay, thanks Marlene. We love the Hudson Children's Book Festival here at the Hudson Area Library. I realize I didn't introduce myself, which I usually do at the top of my radio show, but my name's Emily Shimidas. I'm the library director here at the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also the co-host of Bound by Books, which is a youth radio show that broadcasts on WGXC every week, where we talk about books and share poems and talk about other bookish things. So obviously, the Hudson Children's Book Festival has been something we've been talking about a lot in the past month or two, like getting excited when we see all the authors and illustrators pop up on the website. But now we have some of them in the teen room with us. So we're going to do a little go around and just hear a little bit from each of our guests here today, and then we'll have a little discussion. So we'll start with Kara. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Kara Bean, and my book is called Here I Am Me, An Illustrated Guide to Mental Health. And this is my very first time coming to the Hudson Children's Book Festival, so excited to be here. And I really am passionate about, I'm a former educator, I'm still an art educator. I draw with people all the time, but that's where I sort of began caring about mental health more and seeing it in my students. And so I started taking notes and learning myself, and the way that I learn is through drawing. So eventually it became comics, and that's where now I'm really happy to bring it into the world and hopefully make discussions about mental health easier.
Hi, my name is Amar Shah. I'm the author of the Play the Game trilogy with Scholastic and the upcoming graphic memoir, Wish I Was a Baller, which is also at Scholastic. Lucky enough, I have Jerry Kraft blurbing the book, so excited to hear that from him. So my books, I have a background in sports media. I worked at ESPN, I worked at the NFL, I worked at the NBA, and I wanted to take all of those experiences that I had working there, along with not making the basketball team in middle school, and creating a character that kids could empathize with and who kind of goes through the ringer. And so inspired by sort of like the mama mentality of Kobe Bryant, I created this character of Ron Patel and ended up writing three books for them. Two of them are out right now. And the graphic memoir, Wish I Was a Baller, which obviously everyone knows from the end of this song, was basically it's about my really interesting year covering the NBA as a high school student, and interviewing like Michael Jordan and becoming friends with Shaq. And so it's all about how that all that year took place. I'm a first-time participant, long-time fan, so I'm excited to be here.
Hi, I'm Jessie Janowitz. I'm a middle grade author, and I just have to say one of my favorite things about coming to the Hudson Book Festival is learning about books that I can recommend to kids. Anyone who's coming to the Hudson Book Festival should know that one of the best things about children's book authors is that it's okay if you don't want, you don't connect with our work. We're just here trying to help you find a book that hooks you. And so when you walk around and you're interviewing, because I've seen these kids when they get these coupons, they're so serious and they walk around kind of interviewing the authors and trying to figure out if this book's for them. And so I'm just going to speak to you, all of you, don't feel bad. Like, if this book doesn't, if you talk to an author and it's just not for you, that's okay. What we want is for you to find a book that's right for you. And there is a book out. And the important thing is to know there is a book out there for you. So that's my pitch about the festival. But so my name is Jessie Janowitz. I'm the author of the Donut Fix series. And my most recent book is called All the Ways to Go. All my published books are about 12-year-old boys struggling to find their way in the world and discovering or leaning into a passion. In my first two books, it was baking. And in my second book, it's about a mysterious ancient game called Go that nobody has ever heard of, even though it's the oldest game in the world. It originated in China 4,000 years ago. And if you come to my table, I will teach you how to play that game tomorrow. So all my books have a humorous angle. I think humor is the way forward through difficult topics. They have short chapters. They're good for reluctant readers. My books are on 8 state reading lists. And my most recent book, All the Ways to Go, is, I'm very proud to say, a children's book council in 3 categories. So it's a librarian's favorite, a teacher's favorite, and a children's favorite, which for me, it feels like I hit the right spot. So thanks so much for having me.
Hi, I'm Michael Rex, and I honestly I was about to hold up my book, and I realized we're on radio. So the one book that I'm really pushing today, not pushing, that's been out. It's a graphic novel, elementary reader graphic novel, called Your Pal Fred, and Fred is a robot who wakes up in the future. And Fred is programmed for kindness and sharing and friendship. And he wakes up in this very post-apocalyptic future where everything is rotten and everybody is mean and they've forgotten how to share and they've been fighting and fighting. And he sort of walks in there and says, I'm going to teach everyone to get along. And it's essentially Ted Lasso meets Mad Max. And I also have a lot of picture books. I've been making books. This will be my 30th year at this point. Okay. I've been up to Hudson a handful of times over the years. I have another picture book out that's been pretty popular over the last couple of years called Facts Versus Opinions Versus Robots, which has been on a ton of state lists and has been really, really popular in the schools these days. I'll have that here as well. And stop by and say hello. I usually have my sketchbooks with me. And if you just want to chat and see what it takes to put together a book, I'm here. And like you were saying, you know, if you have your free... you know, book, you know, look, take a look at everybody and, you know, make a good decision. So thanks.
Hi folks. I'm Mason Stokes, first time visitor to the Hudson Children's Book Festival. I'm here talking about my young adult debut, which is called All the Truth I Can Stand. All the Truth I Can Stand tells the story of a gay college student in Wyoming who's the victim of what seems to be a hate crime. His death sparks a national conversation about gay rights and leads his boyfriend and his best friend to set out on a journey to try to figure out what actually happened. And they end up learning things they wish they didn't know, and they have to figure out what to do with that information. If this sounds a little familiar, it's because this novel is based on a real event, based on the murder of Matthew Shepard in 1998. Subsequent reporting on that story has actually unearthed a more complicated, grittier, unsettling story of what actually went on that night. And my novel, as an example of, I'm calling speculative historical fiction, is trying to sort of bring back some complexity and humanity to a main character that I think was too easily turned into a kind of symbol. And following Jess's lead, I'm happy to say that I'm on number 4 of the Teachers Children Books Council list, also made the librarians list, and I couldn't be happier than to have teachers and librarians caring about my book. So I look forward to seeing people tomorrow.
Thanks. That was our little brief intro to everyone. So we're going to just chat for a little bit about whatever we want to chat about. So if anyone ever has any questions for each other, you're welcome to ask, but I can ask questions too.
I have a comment, if it's okay. Yeah, I have a 2-year-old grandson who does not have the choice to be a reader. And he has many books that have been signed by authors at my house and at his house, and those are his favorite books. It's just so wonderful, the influence that you have on children. And I just want you to realize that we really appreciate it as parents and educators.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I guess I'll start off with a question for you all, and feel free to chime in. But what drew you to writing for young people as an audience, or was that a choice that you made specifically, or that it just kind of happened upon you?
As an illustrator, through college I was doing a lot of different illustration, but my illustration just got gentler. It just got friendlier, and everyone just sort of said, this is good for kids. And some people saw that as an insult, like, oh, you're not drawing really cool stuff, but like, you know, you're not drawing, you know, edgy art. But I was like, no, that's okay. I like that. And I sort of think of illustration and writing for these age groups as kind of like playing. It's kind of like being down on the floor with some action figures or Legos or something, and you say, this happens, and then they're going to go over here, and this happens, and you're going to go over here. And that's kind of where I learned to write, by just sort of playing. And so that's my whole thing. And I love the thing I love most about picture books is picture books are not meant to be enjoyed alone, like a novel you sit in a corner alone and you read, but a picture book is a parent and a child and a book, and it's like a triangle of communication, and it brings an adult and a child together, and that's what I love about picture books specifically.
I don't think I ever grew up, in the sense that I think there are so many memories of a life intensely lived between, I think, 11 and 18, that those memories become who you are later on in one way or another, for good and for bad. And I always look at them as sort of like, you know, spices on a rack that you can always kind of go to kind of flavor your life. And for me, you know, not making a team, or, you know, doing these certain things, or whoever, you know, like, even when the characters in my book, her name's Rena, and she's named after the girl that I had a crush on in sixth grade that I sent carnations to but rejected.
Shout out to Rena.
So all of these memories, they get distilled. And I think I also have, you know, a young son and a young daughter. And so I was like, how can I write something for them? And this was the perfect outlet. It was middle grade for me.
My story is somewhat similar. Growing up as a gay kid in the American South in the 70s and 80s, I didn't really see a lot of role models. And it wasn't until I discovered queer fiction that I was able to imagine strategies of resistance and survival and ways of living in the world. And I wanted to be a part of providing those books for a next generation of kids. But like Amara was saying, the pain of those years stays with you. And you can really easily recall the sort of shame and difficulty, and also pleasure and joy. And so for me, it's a way of sort of making those kinds of feelings visible and relevant to people. It's also fun to really target an audience, to sort of know who I'm trying to write for, and try to imagine what they might need and how they might be helped.
So I was really inspired by my kids. I mean, I wrote for adults when I was in college, and then I worked in publishing and I was a lawyer. And then when it came time to read with my kids, I have 3 kids, and we listened to a ton of audiobooks and we read together. And Judy Blume's Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. It was just like,
yes,
they could never get enough of that. I would give them other books and they like it, but they always wanted to go back to that book. And I realized that there was a bit of a gap in the market for that kind of book, a book that dealt with, I think, what a middle grade kid's world is dealing with their family, dealing with their parents. And I think what is also so remarkable about Judy Blume, and I really try to emulate this, is that it shows parents making mistakes, good, well-intentioned families, of all shapes and sizes. We try to do our best and we make mistakes, and to have a book that models the communication that happens around Mom, that was really wrong. That was really messed up. And to do it in a funny way, a way that doesn't feel pedantic. That was really what I felt like was missing for my kids and why they kept going back to that book.
Every sibling is a fudge, right? every sibling is as annoying as he was. And I think, you know, shout out to Judy Blume.
On right, this one. Exactly.
My teacher in fourth grade, Miss Runyon, read her books out loud to our class. And that is what compelled me to become a writer. Hands down, from my 89 to 90 year in fourth grade, Wintermere Elementary, Miss Runyon. She started it all.
So going off of that, I was wondering, because some of you have shouted out some other authors and books, is there a book that you've either read recently or that is like a lifetime favorite of yours that you want our listeners to, you want to give them a little suggestion of something to read?
Gatsby's 100th year. I mean, that book was like, I mean, there's no better time. That book is still so relevant now, and I read it again recently, and it's the 100th anniversary of its publication. But, you know, and then also Mr. Kraft there. Yeah. New Kid was amazing.
I agree.
As you were talking, I was thinking about one of my favorite books that I go back to all the time, Jandy Nelson's I'll Give You the Sun. Have you read that?
I have. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's an amazing book, and for anyone who hasn't read it, I